Rav Shechter wrote a tshuva on Siruf Laminyan, on what constitutes a minyan. We'll just go through Rav Shechter's tshuva on it. So he writes, Kesha cholecha mispala lavado beveso, when the people want to dive in together on their porches, and their porches are right next to one another, in a situation where you could see each other, let's assume we'll get into who has to see who, but at least everyone could be seen, at least by some people. Shemeksas and Rolu Elu is Elu. Yesharatsu, there are those, not Rav Shechter, but there are those who think Shemitstarfin Asara, Womar Dvarum Shabikadusha Vechazaras Hashat. Some people think, based on this halacha, as we'll see, a tshuva sarashba, that one is permitted to make a minyan. Normally a minyan requires everyone being in the same room, but the fact they could see each other, that's enough to count as a minyan and to say a davar shebekedusha and chazaras hashatz. And he quotes from Siman Nun Hey, Sifka and Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, shebemakom hadchak efshar sheyesh rahakel. And in time of great need, one is permitted to be lenient. And he quotes the quote from the Chida, Shelo yispa'lu arba miyom miloma kaddish v'kedusha. It's a shas adchak to go 40 days without doing a kaddish v'kedusha. That's a shas adchak. And therefore in Siman Nun Hey, the Be'er Halacha says one can rely on this opinion b'shas adchak. That's the Be'er Halacha. Mishnah Berurah comes on Rav Shechter and says, "Achein kulazu kashamo." This is a very difficult leniency. Why? What is it based on? It's based on a Mishnah Brachas Dav Nunam and Aleph, with Inyan Zimun regarding the mitzvah of Zimun. When you have three people together, three men together making a Zimun, uvetshuvas Arashba. So regarding the halacha of Zimun, the tshuva sarashba nispap nistapek bezeh im hadin shel miksas in roen elus elu shayach af gedarvin shel kedusha. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says regarding Zimun, we see you could be mitzarif by seeing. So that seems to be a given. However, the Rashba's mesupik whether you could extend this halacha to davening to a dvarim shel kedusha na. And we pashas call Gemara the Indian Jew call Asara. So Rav Shechter says it seems to go against the pashas HaGemara. The Gemara he doesn't quote here, but the Gemara in Psachim Pehei, the Gemara in Erevin, I think it's Sadi Beis. V'akul Indian Zeman Basara who Nesha Zeman b'shem Einu Odim Darav Shem Kedusha. He said number one, it's very difficult. Number one is, do you extend it from Zimun to Tefillah at all? And even if you did, maybe the Inyan, even if in theory you did, but the Kula is, in other words, to make Zimun 10 is, you could rely to say the word Elokeinu, because you could do Zimun with three. It's not a Davar Shel Kedusha anyway. So he finds it very difficult, and we'll see, he's going to say, as we'll see, that he's against these minyanim. Forget about all the meta halacha about the dangers and all that, when you should have it. This from a strict halacha point of view, he seems to, as we'll see, that even b'diavad, he doesn't want to rely on this Rashba. So the inyan, then he's, why? Because he says this Be'er Halacha is another in Siman Kuf Sadi Hey, the Be'er Halacha Divrei Amaskil Shtei Chaburas, he brings the Rashba, he brings the Rashbash, the Rashbash, who's choleik on the Rashba, and many of most Rishonim, afil inyan tzirf lasaro l'bir chasamazon. In other words, people are choleik on this Rashba's understanding of tzirf by bir chasamazon even. The ayin shav yarlach, l'das harash Rashba v'agra lo mahani t'nai zeh. It doesn't help. The mixas in Rowan Zeo, I feel good starif Lashosha, a main shosha bachadarecha de la rakwa in Yeshua. So the Be'er Halacha there in Kuf Sadi says, The Rashba doesn't even say that. In other words, it's a debate what the Rashba means. That, well, they should say the Cholek on the Rashba. The Rashba says that you can do Inyan Sirif Asara, but they say that's not what the Gemara means. That's what the Mishnah means by Zeman. By Zeman means you have two different groups, let's say 3 and 3, or 9 and 1, or whatever it is. And Rohan says, yeah, so then we'll let you to be Mitztarif, because the Zeman's already there. You only need 3. And 10, it's just to say Elokeinu. But by a minion to have 5 and 5, that wouldn't work. So it's a machlokas how you apply the Rashba says even Rohan A was Elok as a can even create a Zeman. But others say no, it's not even by Zeman, it's only if you have 3 and 3, and then you could be a Mitzkari. Because he writes to B'derek Klal, Kaimon Ki Yerushalmi, that the Ran brings on the Rip, the end of Pesachas Rosh Hashanah. The Aim Omrin Shomea Ka'one B'Birkas HaMazon. You don't say Shomea Ka'one B'Birkas HaMazon. Rak Kishayish Mezumin Efshar Lahotzi. It's only a Din and Zeman. Okay, so the hate, and therefore, and that's what the Bir HaLacha concludes. He thinks it's like the Rashbash, and not like the Rashba. V'rak k'yesh mezumin efshar lahotzi. Only if you already have a zeman, then you could work the halachas out. How the heisik shema bir halacha sheyotim b'stavrig divrei habir halacha kan nirin, and therefore it's a steer in the bir halacha. The bir halacha here in Simin Nun Hei, and here in Simin Kuf Sadi Hei. Because in Simin Nun Hei, he seems to say that you can rely on the Rashba B'Shas Hadchak, and in Simin Kuf Sadi Hei, he says you cannot. So Rav Shachter always like saying that the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes that there's no steer. I mean, there is steer, but the steer is not because different people wrote different parts of the Mishnah Berurah. So Rav Shachter's opinion is he thinks Chelek Beis, whoever wrote Chelek Beis was a bigger Talmid Chacham, bigger posek, at least the way he wrote the Sefer, it could have been a bigger Talmid Chacham, but he just wrote like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Whatever the case is, Rav Shachter thinks that it's not like a 50-50 suffix. Is the Kuf Sadi Hei is much more Makoros than that, and therefore that's what he says was, and therefore he would say one cannot rely on the Rashba. And you know what this points out practically speaking. It's a lot of times that you have a living room and a dining room. And so therefore, let's say you have 5 in each room. So really, and you can see each other in the Nochon. He says that's not correct. So you should do Luchat Chila, perhaps maybe even busy ever, but certainly Luchat Chila, you should be in the same room. So too, when you have 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses, and let's say 5 are found in the Ezra's Nashim, let's say you have 5 and 5. Let's say you have a good mechitza. Shehamavdelas ben Gevurah v'Nashim mechuberes l'karka. It's mechuber l'karka. So Rav Shachter says that's considered like 2 different rooms. Ve'ena mitzdarfin la'asara. It can't be mitzdarf la'asara. Again, you know, that's a separate, in other words, if you already have 10 in that room, so then you could be mitzdarf to them because, you know, you could see them. So if you could see them, you could mitzdarev to the minyan in terms of you could answer, as we'll see, like the Gemara and Sukto with Alexandria. And then they point out, then he just goes into about Mikra Megillah Basara, it's only a din lechatchila. It's not midin, it's not a darash of kedusha, it's out presuming ni, so we need 10. So therefore, uvahachi sagi, so it's something which isn't, which is, if it's not a darash of kedusha, you don't need 10, so obviously you can rely on it, because nothing to rely on, because you don't need a minion. Certainly be the Evid. And therefore, so that's what he writes. So to summarize, he writes that in order, so what about the porch minion according to Rav Schachter? You have ten men, standing on different porches or different parts. They're all in their own rishus. They cannot constitute a minion, even if they all could see each other. For Kaddish and Kedush, for Dovash of Kedusha, they have to be in the same room. And even as he pointed out in the Shiva house, one should be careful that they are all in the same room. And then he just points out more meta halacha, umin hanachon mi lamnoa mi lasos minyanim, that it should certainly be discouraged for making a minyan outside on your lawn or outside, even if you're going to follow the recommendations of the health department. Let's say you could keep 6 feet apart, he still thinks that one should not place yourself in suffix sakana in order to daven with a minyan. So his conclusion is, you do not rely, he thinks, based the Bir Halacha is the key, and he clearly says no based on the sources, but clearly the Meta Halacha is, Rav Schachter is much more concerned about suffix sakana, even though, let's say, technically speaking, you can do it, because human nature, people aren't going to end up not doing it, not doing it properly. It could be because of Ava, other things, whatever the issues are. He clearly says halachically he doesn't like the rush. But in addition to that, the meta halacha is, he's more, in words, tefillah b'tzibur doesn't stand up to a suffix sakana. And, you know, it's one thing when you come in, there's a no to Yehuda regarding parnasa, that one could take an extra level of risk for parnasa. But even though a p'imach shava, you might think, well, for sure, then tefillah b'tzibur, because that's where you really make your money. But of course, you could daven at home, and therefore, he goes with the halacha not to rely on the rashba, period, even b'shas hadchak, and he says, no minyanim. And in addition, or maybe that's why he feels so strongly about the rashba, the meta halacha, that it doesn't make any sense to put yourself into suffix sakana in order to fulfill tefillah b'tzibur.